Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Zolak and Bertrand, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand, live from Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta. We have a guest in our Big Y world-class market. Guest chair, Patriots President John the Kraft is with us. Hi.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Good. I like the Big Y chair.
It's very comfortable. I go there for all my meats.
I don't know if I call the chair world-class, but that's a different
issue. It's no ordinary chair, though.
Here at the Georgia Congress Center. Yeah. It's a Congress Center chair.
You've done a lot of these now. What do you think about Atlanta? And I think it's from a walking standpoint, convenient for everybody as opposed to having it in the mall last year.
This is by far and away, of all the Super Bowls we've been in logistically, the best. Because when you're downtown, you can walk to everything. And people talk about New Orleans being a walking city, but their things are still a little different. It's a little spread out and a little more hectic. This is really cool because within a mile radius, you don't need to touch a car, and you can do everything.
In terms of the ratio of Patriots fans to anybody else coming to this game, what are your inside sources telling you on that?
I don't know the answer to that, although somebody told me that StubHub released some information today saying that some big percentage, it was 19 or 20% of the purchasers on StubHub have been from Massachusetts, not even just the New England, Massachusetts. So hopefully that bodes well. But you know what? You can't be in a more hostile environment than we were in last week or 2 weeks ago. And with not only a hostile environment, but the weather and everything else. And, you know, our football team, I'm not sure the environment really matters. Although we are undefeated at Gillette.
Exactly. You've had big Super Bowl wins. And sometimes a Super Bowl can take, I don't want to say your emotion, but it exhausts you. I've never seen, and I told the guys that, and I know you were in a locker room, I've never seen a post-game locker room, and I don't know how many years. That was one of the biggest. Is that one of the biggest personal wins for the organization?
I think.
On the road?
I think there's something to that. It definitely, I'd have to go back a long time to remember a locker room that had that much just pure joy and elation. But I think it also stems from the fact that the 53 guys in that locker room really like each other and have each other's back. And so I think that, coupled with, you know, playing a very good football team in a very hostile place, and then the game playing out the way it did. I mean, that last drive that we had during regulation to take the lead, you think about that. They were 2 minutes away from their first Super Bowl in 49 or 50 years, and it's very, very loud, and it's very, very cold. And I don't know, what was it, a 70-yard drive to score?
The two third and tens on it.
Yeah, just, I mean, it just...
I haven't seen anything like it.
And to do your phone, you keep getting texts.
Every day.
Sal Pelantoni.
Every day it happens.
Sal, I didn't know you and Sal were friends. Is that where he gets all his patriotism?
He can't come on because he's ESPN, you know, the whole stupid...
I don't even know what that is, really.
Right, exactly. I love that.
Where is Sal?
I will give Sal this.
Get his ass over here.
Sal is advocating for more Patriots in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Good job. No, Sal's all right. I mean, I know there was we won't go there.
We're not bringing up old stuff.
But anyhow, that drive was a drive that I'll definitely remember for a long time. And I think it just shows when you've got 11 guys on the field at once, and a leader on the field who's as calm, cool, collected, and driven to win as Tom, and just guys that want something like that. That was really awesome to watch. That drive is in my top five for drives.
I know you guys are fans, but you're also ownership. You know, you're president. How gratifying is that when I know it's your big
We're a fan, you're just a fan.
But when those guys responded to those circumstances,
you're proud. You're proud to know. Listen, when you know them and you're around them, maybe there's a level of happiness for the people that you know. But I think our personal feelings, we're just fans. Yeah. We're true. It just you're happy and excited as a fan, and then you know the guys and. To see him in the locker room like that, there's a personal sense of satisfaction for them, and that part's cool.
Is there any part of that celebration that comes from exceeding what expectations may have been at a different part of the season? Thinking in early December, just not our year. This doesn't look like it's coming together the way previous Patriots great teams have come together. Because you have to admit, the way this has gone, it's happened in a different fashion than maybe some other Super Bowl winning teams where
we haven't won the Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. Teams that have been to the Super Bowl, I should probably say.
The path to get here.
The path of getting here is different than all the other years. All the other Brady Super Bowls getting better as the year goes on, being so good in December, going into the playoffs on a high note and being on a roll. There was a switch, and a lot of players have talked about it. Devin McCourty has talked about it probably most notably, that in December, we said we're running out of time and we need to flip this switch, and we were able to do it. So they had to have felt at some point in early December that this is not going the way we want it to go.
Well, you started the question by saying, you know, that we said we weren't sure we could get. I don't know if anybody said that.
I'm saying that was there that feeling,
the perception.
Look,
yeah.
Everybody, whenever you lose back-to-back games, at least in our organization, there's a feeling that after a loss, it's critical to win the next game because you're going to lose games in a football season. But what's a problem is when you lose two in a row, and that becomes three, and that becomes four, and I think we had two losses in December, which were one was definitely a little uncharacteristic, and the other one was just we played a darn good football team and just didn't win. Now, we had a lot of mental errors and penalties in that game, which you don't have. And so you look at it, but I think from our perspective, we have confidence in the players and the coaches in the organization. And I'd really want the players to talk about whatever – if they feel that a switch got flipped, what it was. But I don't think we ever lost confidence. I think watching this group of people over a long period of time, there's a really strong core, and people are driven to win. This football team doesn't enjoy losing. And, you know, some people, when you lose, and some teams, you can see it begets that cycle of losing. Here, it begets it begets a feeling of wanting to turn things around. John, and I give the leadership, both the coaches and the captains, a lot of credit for that.
Jonathan, do you ever worry about the sustainability of the success that you've had here? Because it's unprecedented. And yeah, the fans, media, everybody is spoiled. And they've almost come to expect winning from the Patriots. And it's, you know, it's based sometimes on personnel. It's a leadership, ownership, everything. But Does that ever keep you up at night thinking of, like, how do we do this for another 17 years?
We don't reflect a lot on what's happened, but we know that going forward we're paranoid both about trying to consistently maintain a competitive football team in a league where when you have success, it's structured to bring you back to the pack. And you can only ultimately beat the odds for so long, and we're focused on trying to keep this going forward. But you look, you know, last Jaguars, and I don't want to pick up. In the AFC Championship game, there was a lot of that even though we won, that was the changing of the guard in the AFC.
Yep. Yeah.
The Jaguars, it was tough to take what they did last year and keep moving forward. It's the young teams. It's not a criticism of the Jaguars. It's tough. It's why the NFL is so great. So we definitely think a lot about how we can consistently stay competitive. A lot of that gets into things with the salary cap and strategies around player acquisition through free agency, unrestricted free agency, restricted free agency, the draft. And then we also think a lot about how do we keep making the experience about being involved with our team, meaning for the season ticket members and other people that come to our stadium, how do we keep doing things to just make the overall experience great? Because you can't always control the wins and losses.
Right.
And we're focused a lot on both of those things and trying to look forward and maintain, continue to remain competitive on the field and with the other parts of our business, trying to push the envelope and stay innovative so that fans believe that we're not sitting back.
That's a tough balance because, I mean, it's a gorgeous stadium here. I'm anxious to see what a $2 hot dog tastes like in it. I mean, but
yeah, well,
see,
that's a yes.
But
yes.
I mean, that teams in certain cities have to do these type of things to fill seats, and that you guys have you're in a different situation. But
the NFL does this thing called Voice of the Fan, though,
right.
And we've been number one in it on concessions for the last decade,
right.
And we've approached it with a different strategy than the Falcons have. The Falcons' strategy is great. What we say is we're going to give great value through the quality and size of the portions, and as opposed to the Falcons' strategy. And that's just how
it's
we
interesting
do
you
it.
Say so. And I want to credit whoever the hell put the poutine stand in behind the broadcast,
yes.
Because you get a massive basket of French fries with gravy and a cheese curds.
Yeah, if we
that is the best addition.
Get their ventilation situation.
Oh my, no,
sorted out a little bit.
I'm glad you told me.
Because all we want to do is eat. All we want to do is eat.
But here's the deal: yeah. When you're watching a football game, you don't want to have to keep running back to the concession stand.
Yeah, right
so
there.
If you can
right
make one purchase,
yep.
Get completely filled with a huge portion.
And it's huge.
Yes.
You say you'll take care of that. Are you handy with the HVAC stuff? Are you going to get up
I'll
there?
No, I'm as my wife Patty, who would love to. It's been more.
We tried to get her on air. She wouldn't sit
down. Whole, yeah. No, she wouldn't come on the air. But
we'd rather talk to her.
I understand. Yeah. She will tell you I can't. I do nothing that's handy.
You'll
but
see,
I am
you'll
good,
see to it.
I am good at making phone calls.
Okay.
Hey, I am good at making phone calls.
You said it a couple weeks ago. Like, you know the plan moving forward with number 12 and all that. He hits the ground running, tells Jeff Darlington, there's 0% chance that I win this thing and walk away.
That's good news to Patriots
fans. You got a
fans.
Chance to keep this thing rolling for a while. And I think you guys all have that understanding, right?
Hopefully. Yeah. When you say this thing, you mean
this train.
Look,
led by him.
Yeah,
and
led
you.
By Tom yeah. And Bill.
Coach,
and,
you told
and,
us a couple months ago there's everyone should sort of understand that yeah. There's an understanding.
I
yeah. Right? Doesn't that sort of wrap it all up for you?
Yeah.
Understand that there's an understanding.
Yeah.
It's neat.
I've never seen you.
Yeah,
I've never seen you stop talking before.
No, because I don't. I think that's that there's an understanding, and you know, a lot of things were written in the last 2 years, and I'm not sure a lot of it has come to fruition, and just the opposite has happened, and that's okay. Look, the fact that people like to talk about things with the Patriots is great for us. It means that we're relevant, and if. So people can talk about things. What really goes on internally, we know and understand where things are going.
Anything cool lined up for the next 2 days? Like some fans are coming down that you know about that you could.
Yeah, we have some parties,
maybe
and some other stuff, and
maybe for the Victoria.
You know what
side
this is all about? I get excited for Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, Sunday's just too cool.
That's very weird science of you. So many people, so many parties,
yeah.
So many people.
The parties are nice. Parties are okay. There's something about the energy of a football game when it kicks off
yeah.
In general, but then at the Super Bowl, the intensity
different.
Of it is at a whole. And if you're not in that stadium, I think it's hard to explain to people.
You
but
there,
it's right. I mean, you guys have been. It's
yeah.
Just different. And I've been at World Cup finals.
Yeah.
I've been at World Series games. I've been at NBA finals and Stanley Cup games. I love rooting for our team.
Yeah.
But in a one-and-done championship game in a league that's so competitive and every game matters and the build-up to the 2 weeks. And when the game starts, it's an intensity.
You get in early.
Nothing else compares. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And so Sunday, to be privileged to have gone to so many as with watching your team, but I've gone to others. And when you go to others, it's really special. And if you're a sports fan and you have the opportunity to do it, you have to do it. There's nothing else like it.
We had two tickets as a player when I was in my 10 years I played. I took my dad every year, regardless of where the Super Bowl was. We saw a lot of Buffalo Super Bowls, four in a row there. Yeah. But that we would go in 6 hours before kick and you just absorb the entire day. So I've encouraged anybody that's going to this game to get tickets, get in there early. Yeah.
Get in there early.
The security is going to be different this year, too, they said.
So yeah.
It's going to be a little lengthier.
And get in early and just soak it up. And the players, the warm-ups start earlier because there's more pregame hoopla. But they entertain you with the video boards. Yeah. Everybody at their seat gets, like, a gift package. I mean, it's unlike anything else. And if you're a sports fan and you haven't experienced it, you have to try to experience it if you can.
There are people, the national media that's here this week, the talking heads on the national level, or a few of them are saying the Patriots in the Super Bowl are bad for the NFL again because they're just so good and they're here all the time. And for a league that has really prided itself on competitive balance and parity, the Patriots are here all the time. Do you catch grief from anyone else in the league saying, you know, come on, guys, you've been doing this long enough?
I think that probably relates to other feelings about our team. I don't know that it's bad for the league. I think having teams that people either want to root for or against is good. And so if what you're saying is true, then you have a passionate rooting interest. It might not be the rooting interest we want, but there's a passionate rooting interest. And I think that's good for the league. And whether it's good for the league or not, we want to be in the Super Bowl. So
sounds good.
Well, being polarizing is good. At least I find in talking to people all over here in Atlanta and wherever we've gone over the last few years, you either love the Patriots or you can't stand them. And that can't be a bad thing. It
golf
just can't.
Wasn't hurt by Tiger.
Right. Yeah.
You either love Tiger, you love George,
you love
LeBron.
Hate him.
You love the Yankees.
You don't want to be a team in the middle that nobody's just like, okay.
I really believe the media that say that are just media that, for other reasons, don't want to see us here. But if you're thinking about the business of football, having strong feelings one way or the other about the teams in the game is what will drive the interest in it.
I did want to ask you something non-Patriots related. What do you make of what happened in the NFC title game with the non-call at the end and the story that it has been since and the questioning of the officials on the field, questioning the lack of a response from the league? What should have happened when this happened in that game?
I think I'm going to take the avenue I heard Robert take earlier today, which is we love all officials. And we're in the Super Bowl. We're in the Super Bowl Sunday. The officials are awesome.
And they have a hard job to do.
By the way, you guys are on the field, though.
It's a hard job.
Wait, these athletes, if you haven't stood on that field and seen the speed, the size. It's a tough job.
What's the fix, though?
A huge respect for officials. Well, I saw Rich McKay came out today and talked about how the competition committee is going to think about some things, including allowing penalties to be challenged.
Which Bill has been a proponent of for a very long time.
Bill's always
get it right.
Years and years ahead. But the problem, it's similar to what the national media says about the Patriots. When Bill makes suggestions in the room, everybody respects Bill greatly, but it's hard to let Bill be the impetus for moving the ball forward.
Because they think he's trying to dupe them somehow.
Right. But Bill is as common sense oriented as anybody I've ever worked with. It's all common sense. It's all fact-based. It's all, why are we trying to overcomplicate things when it doesn't need to be? And is this reviewable? Is it not? So fine. If we're going to have challenges, to make it all reviewable. And as usual, I think Bill is right. It's rare when I think Bill isn't right.
You going to Rough and Rowdy Barstool tonight? I know Portnoy's extended his invitation.
Well, I
does Harry want to go when he gets
my
here?
My guess is Harry might want to go. I think I'm otherwise committed. But anything Dave Portnoy's doing, I'm sure, is awesomely entertaining.
Sure,
and,
is.
And Roger Goodell doesn't think so.
Wouldn't it be nice to de-stiffify yourself every
know.
Once
we
in a while?
We love everybody.
We love everybody. I said
we love all officials, and we do love that. Listen, there's too much divisiveness in America, and we won't go down that path. Look, you can root for different teams. The passionate feelings of hatred are not good. I don't care who or what it is. So it's one thing to root for your team and root against another team, but we got to get out of this really passionate form of hatred. And it sounds like it rough and rowdy. You can watch two guys knock the crap out of each other.
I'm doing a play-by-play, so I'm trying not to lose my voice. So I'll be effective on
Sunday. Is it just
men
or are there women, too?
It's men, and it's interesting men.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
I've heard a little bit about it.
It's fabulous.
Dave didn't actually extend a direct. I don't know. I've heard that
there may be another member of your family that's going to witness. There's this Jewish kid from Long Island, I guess, that is stocky and is friends with one of your family members, and they said he can throw some haymakers.
Is it Danny?
Danny's going.
Danny's going. And this guy's a buddy of his.
His buddy's kid's fighting in it.
His buddy's kid.
He's from Long Island, and they said he'll
is
knock
he a
you
Jets
out one
fan?
Punch. I don't know. I don't
see if he's a Jets fan.
I think
fan,
he just goes to bars and gets in fights.
Long Island Jew kids are usually Jets fans.
Jets and Mets, right? That's what
Jets
it is.
And Mets.
Jets and Mets.
Yankees, Giants. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm all Boston all the time.
All right. Well, good luck Sunday night, man. Only local interview. We appreciate it.
Right. Thanks, Hardy.
We have more to come here on Radio Row in Atlanta. This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by Spiegel Scrap Metal. We will be back on Zolak and Bertrand after this.
Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I know this song. This is Fox on the Run by Sweet. Suggested by a caller.
That's what they told us to bump back.
This Dazed and Confused soundtrack.
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known the name of the song or who it was by, but now I do. It's a good song.
Yeah,
I just don't know that we're going to play it every single week. We bump back. We're a little out of sorts now.
We're scrambling.
We're a little out of sorts. We're going to talk to Jackie Slater at noon. That the plan?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to our other interviews? Are they gone? We're not going to... The one that we missed?
I don't know about that one. I got to find out. Yeah. I'll find out.
Did he ever come here? Rod Woodson? Did he ever show up?
No. We talked to the PR people ahead of time.
Okay.
So, yeah. And Jackie Slater's PR person almost came in and interrupted the Jonathan Kraft interview. That was interesting.
Oh,
Mark Capello almost had a stroke over here.
Was going to interrupt us on the air?
Oh, yeah. He was leaning over the ropes, like trying to get your attention. Yeah.
Oh, well.
During the interview. That was fun.
I mean, we like Jackie Slater. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And then during that period of time, Paulie in the truck made it in, and he's screaming, yelling my name while you're talking to Jonathan Kraft.
He's
and
here.
I'm telling him to be quiet like a little kid.
Get a zoom in there. Get a nice shot of Paulie. Let everyone know Paulie made it in. He made it in. So he's here. He's ready to rock and roll. That guy. He's ready to go. So Paulie's here.
As soon as that security guard turns her head, he's coming in here. I guarantee you he's coming in here.
he's gonna leap over the barrier when no one's
that security
looking.
Guy's here, he ain't coming anywhere near us.
I can feel it. I can feel it. It's gonna be great.
Jimmy Ridden is a badass. There's
if
no way Paulie's getting anywhere
him.
Near
I
us.
See him get
you have our blessing to do whatever you need to do.
You know what we figured out? Jimmy and I have probably met before. Our kids went to the same school for years. I think our daughters know each other. But it's like we never really made the connection.
Well, now you have.
Yeah.
And we're all better for it.
Yeah.
Right?
What? He's back there.
All right. That's great.
God. Oh, God.
I got this as a two-score game.
Two-score game.
He said it's a four-score game now. He's yeah.
617-779-0985. Why don't we talk to Lorraine in New Hampshire? We wanted to talk to her at some point
this week.
I told
you.
So, Lorraine, go ahead.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Bertrand. Hi, Hardy.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine. It's great to have.
Sure. Wish I was there. I want to tell you.
What do you got going on this weekend, Lorraine? Like, to get you ready for the game. To get you ready for the game, what do you got going on?
What have I got going on? Oh, I'm trying to survive the cold up here in New Hampshire. But I'm
yeah. But for Sunday.
But for Sunday.
Give us the rundown.
Menu.
Yeah.
We got super nachos. We're going to have guacamole. Oh, we're going to have some meatballs.
Meatballs?
Beer.
You make your own guac, Lorraine? Do you make your own guacamole?
What kind of pork, though? Pulled pork?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, Lorraine, you know what? I tried this before I came down about 2 weeks ago. I got one of those little pork roasts, you know, they have in the long, slender ones in the bag. They're bagged.
Yeah.
You throw one of those in a crock pot, and all you got to do is put, like, a can of a Diet Coke or Coca-Cola in there, a couple of them, and set that sucker on all day, and it will. You could shred it with a fork, and you put a little vinegar and barbecue sauce on there. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Pepper.
Give that a try.
Any soda, any dark soda.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I have two questions for you, and then I've got some rah-rahs for the Pats. The first question is, who in the Rams do you think the Pats will try to neutralize like we always try to do?
Good question.
Who on the Pats do you think the Rams will try to neutralize?
Second
and all I'm going to say now is we just need one more road win. Go Pats, give it everything you got, and slam the Rams.
Is Lorraine consistently maybe our best caller?
Slam it.
Up there.
She's right up there.
Good job, Lorraine. Have
one
a great weekend.
Player, the Patriots will try to neutralize. I'm telling you, top of the list.
Gurley.
Oh, you're talking
offense.
Just Gurley. Offense.
Well, do both.
Okay, Gurley. Is one on offense.
Darnold.
And Darnold.
Donald.
Donald.
Donald. Donald.
Aaron Donald.
Right.
Is the other.
Darnold.
For the Rams, it's Brady, obviously.
Yes.
You got to try and do something. But who defensively, who are they going to be most worried about on the Patriots side of the ball?
Worried about or who they're going to try and...
They got to stop the run.
Okay.
Rams got to stop the run. The Patriots
are the same.
Patriots can run this ball. Game's over.
What member of the Patriots defense are the Rams most concerned with in this game?
That's a good question.
Flowers, Van Noy.
Disruptive. Very disruptive. I would be more concerned with Van Noy because what happens with Van Noy is they're going to give you some looks in those last 15 seconds, which could involve Van Noy making plays like he did in Kansas City 2 weeks ago, where here's the thing. All of a sudden, Van Noy gets in your head. Where is he?
Yep.
Because he's on the move. Is he going to be in coverage? Is he going to... And this has been said about him in a number of different places. Van Noy is sort of a one-way guy. He's great when he's coming forward. It's great when he's rushing. He's trying to make a play, and he's getting through the line of scrimmage, trying to get into the backfield. When he's got to turn and go back the other way in coverage, I don't think it's one of his strengths. I think it's sort of a hard role because he's more of a traditional linebacker when you look at his size. He's not one of these hybrid players, so.
No.
He's a bigger guy.
It's instinctual, you know? And they're going to turn him loose a little bit. And his ability to read and react, and he's into this defense now. He gets it. So he could have a massive game in this game.
617-779-0985. We'll get a check of the headlines with Hardy, get back on track here, get our guest list back in order, and get everybody
That's
over
pretty
here.
Good first hour and a half right there,
to
boys.
The Big Y World-Class Market guest chair. We're flying here on this Friday.
Sports Hub headlines.
Final day on Radio Row, heading into Super Bowl 53 Sunday, Patriots-Rams here in Atlanta. Joined by Patriots team president Jonathan Kraft a little while ago. More guests coming up here with Zolak and Bertrand. Bruins lost to the Flyers at the Garden last night, 3-2 in overtime. Tuukka Rask back in net. He had been out with a concussion since January 19th. He stopped 38 shots, but the Bruins lost their third straight. They'll get a couple of days off and then a visit to the Capitals for a Sunday matinee. Celtics visit the Knicks tonight. Knicks making news yesterday, traded Kristaps Porzingis and three other players to the Mavericks in exchange for Dennis Smith Jr. and two future picks. Panthers defensive end Julius Peppers announced his retirement this morning. He is fourth on the NFL's all-time sacks list. Headlines are brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. New England, the big game, and Big Y. Your neighborhood Big Y's got you covered on Sunday. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Up. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, on air, and streaming on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, presented by DCU Digital Federal Credit Union on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got my family down.
Some of my teammates, as well as the organization and everyone else in Boston. You guys will have me back. I plan on resigning here next year.
You're probably wondering why we're playing that, considering we're here on Radio Row getting ready for the Super Bowl in 2 days. That was October 4th. Kyrie Irving telling a crowd of season ticket holders at the practice facility of the Boston Celtics that if you'll have me, I plan on re-signing with the Boston Celtics, committing to the Celtics, saying he was going to be with the Celtics going forward. He doubled down on that after that.
Yeah.
Event with the season ticket holders, spoke to the media, said more of the same. I'm staying. I'm going to be at Boston Celtic.
We've talked to Brad Stevens about the comments, excited he was, and what a great player he is, and to keep this thing rolling, and you know the history of the Celtics and how that played into it. Yeah.
Well, here's why we're playing that, because things have changed. Kyrie Irving spoke minutes ago to the media and has said, ask me July 1st what's going to happen. That's where Kyrie Irving is now. We've seen reports in recent days that there are beliefs within the NBA, within those circles of star players and top agents and top executives around the league, that he still could leave and could go elsewhere. And I know we've had some colleagues of ours. I know Chris Gasper has been very vocal about this. All year saying, I don't believe Kyrie. I still think that there's a chance he could leave. I still think once you get into the season and if things don't go well, which I pretty much would say, I don't know if things have gone well for the Celtics this year. It has not been a great year for them. It hasn't been a bad year, but I don't think it's gone as well as we thought it would go.
It seems like he's bugged by the young kids.
And they've had their fair share of injury and issues and locker room, possible locker room problems, I'll say. And now you've got Kyrie Irving on February 1st, about, a few months later. It was October 4th he said that?
Yeah.
And now you've got a situation where 5 months later, he's saying, maybe not. Ask me again come July 1st.
Ask me July 1st. I don't owe anybody blank. That's the quote.
So someone pissed him off inside.
Now, Brian Robb also said that he said Boston's, and again, there's quotes, Boston is still at the head of the race when it comes to free agent.
We can hear it. We just got the sound in.
Oh, excellent.
Again, 4 months after he said he was going to stay in Boston. You heard that clip a minute ago. Four months later, what's he sound like now? What's the tone today?
About my future all the time. It's unfair to me because I have a focus to really help these guys grow as individuals and really help this team be successful. And when it starts getting out of hand and, people start getting attacked personally and, he said, she said, like, that's so fifth grade and elementary. Like, this industry is just so effed up. Like, it's my decision at the end of the day. Who cares who what says who, what this, what's best for him? Like, it doesn't matter. It's unwarranted commentary. And, of course, it's still going to continue throughout the season. I'm aware of that. I'm a professional at the end of the day. I'm not going to disrespect anybody, but like I said, it really comes down to what's best for me and my family. So.
Thank you.
I'm with Kyrie.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Who did the report at the beginning of the week where, there's rumblings, there's an insider, a one source close to the Celtics that said he wants to go play with LeBron James.
What do you mean you're with Kyrie, though? On what?
He's probably getting tired of this source or this source saying this or that. I said at the beginning of the
year. Wait a minute.
I wanted to play
here. The sources are right. He could basically confirm their reports. Start of the year. Oh, I'm staying. I'm going to be a Celtic. 4 months later, we start to get reports of him. Hey,
he's thinking about leaving.
The report is he's thinking about leaving, and he just said he is.
I'm trying to play
Ask
here.
Ask me again in July.
And you're asking
I'll
me
do
about
what's
my
best for me
contract.
And my family. Where was that in October?
Good for Kyrie.
Okay, he's not a man of his word. His word is worthless.
He's not taking his word back.
Worthless. Yes, he is.
He signs back here with a big
thing. He say the same thing that he said 4 months ago? Can you not distinguish the difference between October and
February? Why am I answering questions about a contract and where I'm going? That's what he's saying in general.
I don't owe bleep to anybody.
Is this business?
Ask me again July 1st. That's not I'm going to be a Celtic.
Sounds like a guy wants to play. Just play basketball. And stop with the damn business of this stuff.
There is one difference.
You want to go to L.A.
Oh, stop it.
There's one difference. He was addressing the fans directly. When he said he's coming back and he's going to stay here, he's talking to the media now.
Yeah,
I think his
he talked to the media then too. He talked to the media in October,
but
he said he's coming back.
He was addressing the fans, right? That clip we just heard. He was addressing the fans.
Yeah, he was sitting down addressing the fans at the Celtic thing.
I do empathize with him. Anytime these guys talking about the dirty business
Jesus,
of basketball,
man.
Like Who oh my god, yeah, they don't
he's
benefit
gonna,
from it at all. He's going to go make a max contract somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to make it anyway.
He is going to make an ungodly amount of money that's going to set up him and generations of his family. But yeah, this business, it is horrific.
Like,
get over
and
yourself.
Not only that, they all contribute to it in that league. The players.
Stop crying about
the fifth grade elementary stuff.
Beetle, you think so?
Oh, my God. That's why the league is so popular, because of all this crap they do in that
league. These guys getting together in their knitting circles, deciding who's going to play with who at what point,
okay,
and in what year when free agency it will allow for
Here's
it,
the date.
And how they can be traded.
Remember?
There and how they can clear. Of course they
he
do.
He sat down with
they're
Shams.
They're the biggest.
Sharania. November. He sat down with Shams. And did that whole interview explaining his desire to stay in Boston.
Yeah.
I want to be connected to an incredible, incredible culture that has existed way before me and will exist after me. I wanted to be a part of that, explaining why he committed to the Celtics, why he made the verbal commitment to the Celtics that he now says, I'll do what's best for my family. Ask me again on July 1st. Yeah, that really kept his word on that one.
And while this is nothing new, it is only ramped up with what Golden State has been doing. And now everybody wants to go play with the super team. They want to team up with two other top 10 players in the league on the same team so that they can dominate their conference and make the NBA Finals every year.
He's leaving. He's gone. He's going to leave. Season hasn't gone well. He's had issues with the young kid.
He's even right there.
That.
He said, I'm still trying to, most really good leaders don't openly talk about themselves as being leaders. Like, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to lead. That's the one thing that bugs me about him. Because if you're that damn good leader, just go out and do your thing. People will follow you if you're that good a leader. You're there telling, like, hey, I'm trying to still teach these guys the way, like he said there. Something's happening with these young kids that he hasn't liked.
I'll be honest. If I were advising him, I would have been mad at him for saying what he said back. Was no need to
get caught up.
The way
fans
that he
wanted
did.
It. You know?
And now he's probably realized it. Yeah. He wants to take it back because he is considering leaving. And all he'll say is, well, Boston will be first on the list. But they're not the only – he's telling you today, they're not the only team on the list. I'll just put them at the top of the list. And who knows how true that even is.
See, I don't want traded. I do not look past his talent. I don't think he's replaceable with anyone who's on this team.
He's their best player.
He's their best player.
It's
not even close. But you're right, Beetle. Prepare yourself for this guy to leave. I thought he was. I foolishly took him at his word and believed it. I am now preparing myself for him to go.
And that's
the trade deadline's right around the corner. So. Make you do something now, maybe.
You got to start thinking about it.
Oh.
Don't you want to try and get something back before he jets if he is leaving? Oh, I think you got to sit him down for a heart-to-heart. Listen, are you staying or not? Because if you're not, got to consider moving you. Can't.
But to tank this season, to tank it for, I mean, you're not going to get much. You're not going to get much for him.
No, you're not.
And you'd be tanking.
To get something would be better than get nothing next summer.
No, you wouldn't be tanking the season, Hardy.
Just take Kyrie off this team?
Yeah.
and add somebody else?
And who are you going to add?
I don't know. They're not going to get anything for him in a trade.
Why do you guys sound weird?
I don't know. It's that thing.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get anything for him in a trade because he's leaving. So no one's going to give you much for it. You take Kyrie Irving off the
team. What if you have another expiring contract?
I don't know. You don't make the conference finals without Kyrie. Things have changed with this team, and things have changed with other teams in the Eastern Conference. It's no. You get rid of Kyrie off this team and forget it. I don't know. Are you convinced right now that they're a lock to make the Eastern Conference Finals with Kyrie on this team?
No.
Take Kyrie off? Who are you going to add? Someone as good as Kyrie? No.
And that's why maybe you've got to consider, hey, keep him, get it together, play as well as you can, and prove to him that there is a real future here.
That's the only
thing. Right? I mean,
that's it.
What you got to figure
that's
out.
That's it. That's it.
But that's the situation right now with Kyrie Irving and the Celtics. He's taking back what he said in October.
Oh,
he took it back today.
That's great.
And
that's swell.
That was worth interrupting the Super Bowl coverage for that. That's a major, significant Boston sports story at the moment. But it gets us all upset. So let's talk about the Super Bowl again. How do you feel about that?
I like Super Bowl better.
Back to the Super Bowl. Rams and Patriots, Super Bowl 53. More of that coming up right after this.
Solak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row 98.5, the Sports Hub. Solak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And as Dez said, let's let them hear it all the way down to Atlanta. We're still here! 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 All right. Oh, yeah.
To Atlanta, jacking hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and jacking the clothes. Adolescents packing a bow. A knock on the door. Who
is that interview that you did with Tom Brady the other night, so?
Yes, sir.
That's going to air tonight, right?
Tonight, 7. No, no. Sorry. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. The regular game day show on on WBZ4 tonight at 7. Tomorrow night is all access. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got that backwards. Yep. we've done all access every Friday night. Special Saturday, long edition of all access.
All right.
Also, sit down with Coach Belichick.
So that's gonna happen tomorrow. In fact, I think we're gonna do an interview right here.
I think we are.
We weren't sure about some timing. 5 minutes, is that what you're telling me? Okay.
All right.
Well,
what a,
could do it now.
It's definitely Friday.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. He has 5 handlers, which I'm sure really is essential for him, his ability to
yes
peruse and actually tell him to sit down there on the stage.
Another
while
guy
they just stand there and stare at him.
Another guy that could totally handle himself too. You know, I don't think he needs the help.
The league and these companies.
Mess with him.
Tell you what, league and these companies could save themselves a hell of a lot of money.
You know, I think we should go into that business, so.
Oh, here's how I'm going to save your company
money. I'll
tell
you what. You replace those five people with me, and I'll do a better job.
Jim Love.
Guaranteed. I guarantee it.
How do you think Jim Love
I'd say, if I don't do a better job, you pay me nothing.
How about Capella? Capella or Jim Love? What is him? No.
Paulie has a handler.
No.
No.
Very authoritative.
He gets distracted, though.
Is he still here?
He's been talking to that couple back there for 20 minutes right now.
I'm going to call Reardon.
Lucky people.
He is not following me home. I don't want to know what hotel I'm in.
Yeah, that's... Look at him. You won't leave him alone.
The poor guy cost a jump the crowd from post-game tickets to the party.
What?
Is that what he asked him
today?
For?
Right in front. It'd be great if I could get 2 post-game potty passes.
And what did Jonathan say to him?
This game, what do you want me to do with these hands? Look,
do you see? Do you? Like,
who are you and why are you here? And where's Jimmy Reardon? Jimmy!
What am I paying you for?
I told you, keep them there. Keep the lunatic friends away.
I'm good at making phone calls, so I'm going to make a phone call about you.
All right, so we'll have a guest coming up just minutes from now.
Nice.
But in the meantime, we will go and get a couple of calls in here with Monty in the truck. Monty!
Yeah!
Hey! Beltran, how you doing? Big Zoe, what's going on, Big
Zoe? Monty! What up?
All right, Carlos, all right. Beltran? Ain't nothing much.
What up, G?
Yeah,
I call it.
I can't tell it. Hey, I got a crazy outlook. I'm going one. If it ain't no surprise, though, I'm going with the Rams. All right?
Right.
Now, if the Rams play like they're capable of playing and go double tight, eye formation, and just run it down the Patriots' throat, they're totally capable of doing that with the two nice tailbacks and just beating them that way, keeping the Patriots off the field, keeping Brady off the field, and just running it down their throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talent should prevail in the Super Bowl, and you shouldn't be able to scheme your way like the Patriots do throughout the whole season and beating that whack AFC East division they're in and doing it that way.
Yeah, whatever, Monty. They beat Kansas City twice, for crying out loud. The stupid take at the end there. Let's say this, though. Monty had a good take on this. Rams run the ball down their throat. Pats are in trouble.
I don't know about that.
If they're gashing them like the Patriots got gashed by some teams at certain points in the season, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
I know, but I just think that McVay being a new guy and having to have a holdback guy.
If you can run it will early,
yeah,
and you get the Patriots
trying to
stop it, and that's when they do go up top, and that's when you get beat that way.
Got to go up top to Cooks.
I don't think it's going to play out like that, but his point is a valid one if you ask me. If they are able to just run at will and run all over the place and gash you for big runs constantly, then, yeah, you're going to get in trouble. But I think that could have happened last week, too. Did it happen?
No.
Could have happened against the Chargers, but, nah, they got behind early.
Yeah.
But, come on.
I don't know.
The Patriots didn't beat anybody to get here. Right. That's true. That whack AFC East.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely how they got here. They beat the AFC East 2 weeks ago in Kansas City. Yeah, they beat the Bills to get to the Super Bowl.
They didn't play the Tebow-led.
Stop it. Their path to the Super Bowl is through the two best teams in the AFC.
I agree.
They beat both of them.
Yep. They played the two hottest teams at the end of the year.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Visa gift card, courtesy of Digital Federal Credit Union. Take control of your student loan payments by refinancing with DCU. Learn more at dcu.org. We have a guest that's waiting.
Yep.
Marty's going to grab headlines for us real quick.
He's being interviewed by Tangway. Do you think Tangway had his ears pinned? You know what I'm saying, Hardy? Take a peek.
No.
He had some ear work done.
No, but he got a haircut here in Atlanta, and it looks fantastic. Say what you
want. I told him. I said,
say anything about Gary Tangway. You know what? Good hair.
I'd fly down here. Just do not have
natural too.
Whoever cuts it at home does not do a good job.
No enhancement there.
No.
Doesn't he look like a dead mannequin at home, like on TV? But here he looks great. Seriously, I told him, I'd fly down here. And I hope his barber back home isn't looking, because this guy kicked your ass.
We'll talk to Jackie Slater.
Call like I see it.
Coming up.
Sorry.
In 90 seconds.
Josie.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.